Welcome to the Midday with Norman.
You're back.
I'm back, and you're...
I'm here for
fading
today.
Into the twilight. My gosh, I was going to ask, are you nervous? But of course you're not nervous. You're retiring.
That's
what do you have to be nervous about?
That's
all you have to do is bait your hook.
Right. I don't have to play. And I'm sure they're not nervous, our guest musicians. Let's introduce them. Stephanie Jutt, flute, and Christopher Taylor, piano. You're going to hear some great music this hour.
They're with the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society. I mean, they have other lives as well, but that's a major part of it. And you have some performances, I guess I could say, in progress this summer. The 17th Chamber Music Festival, June 20th through 29th, is two weekends, three programs in four different cities in Wisconsin.
Actually, it's three weekends, six programs in at least three cities.
Bigger and better, always.
Topped again.
We're in the last week with two programs.
That's great. And I know one of them's already been sold out, but you're playing at Taliesin a couple of times.
Yes, on Sunday we'll be at Taliesin at 2:30 and 7:30. On Saturday night we'll be at the Overture Center. We're the newest residents of the Overture Center in the Playhouse. And on Friday night, we'll be at the beautiful Stoughton Opera House at 7:30. So our evening concerts are at 7:30, and our matinee on Sunday is at 2:30 at Taliesin.
And before it slips away, I should take this opportunity to say that if you're interested in getting some tickets out there, you can go to the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society website, which is www.bachdancinganddynamite.org.
Yeah, and it's a very cute website. We just redesigned it. We're
it
very proud of it.
I visited just this morning, so I can attest to that.
Yeah.
And so you can learn a lot about the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society. You actually do, some of you at least, I don't think I can apply this to Christopher Taylor, but some of you actually do kind of dance when you perform.
Well, I guess in a manner of speaking, we do. This week is going to be really interesting. We have two concerts, two titles of two concerts. 100 Greatest Dance Hits is the name of one of the concerts, and Four Seasons of Futurist Cuisine is the name of the other concert. And we're featuring the composer Aaron J. Kernis, who's going to be with us this week. And we're really excited that one of the pieces, this one of them called the Four Seasons of Futurist Cuisine, is going to feature John Demain as the narrator.
Wow, fascinating.
So it should be really fun.
Yes, and if the plane connections work out okay, composer Aaron J. Kernis will be with me, alas, solo, for the midday on Friday.
Fantastic.
The latter half of the hour,
that's
which is
great.
A little unusual.
Yeah, we're having a great time putting that music together.
That's something really to look forward to. And we'll be hearing from you amply during this final hour for Vicki Nunn on the air. I think I calculated something like 1,450 middays we've done together.
Wow.
That's a lot of quiz questions,
that
partner.
That is.
Wow.
That is.
Some of them were actually
good.
I guaranteed you spontaneity. And I should say also for our listeners who can't see us here at our Studio One, which is not our usual venue for this program, that we also have a full complement of cohorts here and even some people I think who just came in for the donuts. But there's bad news. There are no donuts. But there's going to be some great music, which is much better.
I'm ready for some music, and I understand, Christopher Taylor, you have some Chopin ready.
Yes, this doesn't actually have anything to do with Bach Dancing and Dynamite in particular. Actually, my stint with them was last week, so now I'm sort of ensconced in solo music, but Chopin's something that's on my agenda for the coming season. So these are some of the etudes from Opus 25 I have. Perhaps I could do two of them now or something like that. These are numbers 5 and 6 in E minor and G sharp minor.
Thank you.
Christopher Taylor with two Chopin etudes, the E minor and G sharp minor, both opus 25?
Correct.
Yeah. I'm reminded in a kind of a perverse way of John Field. John Field, who invented supposedly the piano nocturne, which Chopin then made so famous as a form. John Field went to hear Chopin play and dismissed him as a sick room talent. Not if Chopin was playing that way. There was plenty of meat on those bones.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to point out that Governor Doyle made a proclamation this week that it's Wisconsin Musicians Appreciation Week, and I think it's really appropriate that we have two of the finest and busiest musicians in Wisconsin right here. Thank you for coming. I wanted to get a kind of a glimpse at what you will be doing in the summer and what your musical plans might be. And I know that, Christopher, you've done Messiaen, you've done the Goldberg variations, you did a Beethoven piano sonata series. Is there something like that coming up?
Well, there's plenty of fun stuff. My next concert after this is actually in Singapore, which is a new venue for me. And the program also includes a new piece for me. It's the People United Will Never Be Defeated variations by Frederick Jevsky. And it's kind of, I guess the presenters there are sort of sadistic because that's the first half, and then the second half is the Goldberg variations.
Wow.
Which at least I can do without repeats. That's going to be a little work. And then I have Messiaen after that and Santa Barbara. I have quite a bit of Messiaen this summer and fall, just since it's the centenary of his birth. So I'll be doing it a couple of other times also in La Jolla and in Moab and a couple of pretty places like that. So not quite as restful a summer as I might have hoped for, but it'll certainly be some interesting places to go.
And musically rewarding, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'll be taking a little break in my garden next week after our festival is over, because it's a three-week festival, and it's something that we push for all year long between writing grants and fundraising and booking the artists and practicing the music and making all the arrangements. It's a really, it's like having a big, big wedding every year. But Jeffrey Sykes, the founder of Bach Dancing and Dynamite, and myself, just recently had concerts in New York at Carnegie Recital Hall, which is now called Weill Hall, and also in Boston at the Longy School. And that was really a great time because we were able to go back to New York and Boston and play venues that we've been in many times before, but not for the last 5 or 6 years, see a lot of old friends and teach some classes too. So we've had a really good run, and now I'm ready to take a long bike ride and grow some vegetables.
Or as a flutist might do, take a breather.
Yeah, take a little bit of a breather. But you know, you mentioned this Messiaen. We'll probably, Kit agreed to play my faculty recital or our faculty recital this fall, one of his, and we'll have to do that Messiaen, that short Messiaen piece for that. Absolutely, the Mer Noir. So thanks for asking.
A lot to be discovered there, especially in those newer composers, Jevsky and Messiaen. Well, tell us, speaking of contemporary composers, tell us a little bit about Paul Schoenfield.
Oh, Paul Schoenfield. Well, he's an old friend, actually. He's been to Madison many times. He is a composer who was from Cleveland, but he's lived in Israel a lot, and he really has a great knowledge of American style, I would say Americana in a way. He loves klezmer music. His music reflects klezmer in many, many different ways. But he also loves music like this Tin Pan Alley music, sort of soft shoe sort of stuff, tangos, any kind of popular dance form is something that he has a great affinity for. So he wrote these four souvenirs for violin, and then I adapted them for flute a number of years ago. And I think a lot of his music reflects those kinds of American styles that he feels so close to. Wouldn't you say that out?
Yes, but with particularly sort of frenetic twist.
Yeah, especially for the pianist. He's a great pianist himself. And so he gives the pianist always quite a bit to do.
Good workout.
So in the case of these four souvenirs, is this an assignment for the flute to sound like a klezmer, like a clarinet of some kind?
Well, I guess I do kind of go for that a little bit sometimes.
Well, let's see. I think we can get in a couple of these before with the quiz question.
That would be
great.
And
then a couple of them after. How does that sound?
Which two?
And
okay.
Yeah, so what are they called?
Well, the first one's called samba, but I don't know anybody who could samba like this. And the second one is tango. So we'll try those first two movements.
Thank you.
Stephanie Jutt and Christopher Taylor.
Yes, the first two of those souvenirs. We'll get to the other two in just a moment. Does the word sultry appear anywhere in the instructions for that second one?
No, but I guess that's what we're going for.
I think you got it.
You got it.
I think you got it. And as for the one before that, the samba, you know, I was trying to imagine dancers, and I almost wish we'd brought some in, but I think there might have been some casualties. It would be very tough to keep up with that.
Definitely. You
know. I think your description of frenetic is just right.
Yeah. But, you know, as they said of Chopin's waltzes, they were about waltzing. They weren't for dancing or waltzing.
I think that's very apt.
Well, I think we're down to reviewing yesterday's 12:30 quiz question.
Yes, well, it was an interesting question and more of a joke than an actual piece of knowledge.
Well, we're going to tease that just a little bit more. I don't even know what the question was yesterday.
Oh, we'll see if you can get it.
We're going to have to find... Oh, boy, you're going to put me on the spot now. See, the thing is, we can put you on the spot all we want, and you just leave. And you don't have to come back, but I'm here tomorrow.
And I'll keep that in mind, too. Mm-hmm. We'll give you some hints.
And we'll do that in just a moment here on Wisconsin Public Radio. All right, let's have it.
Here it is. What do these figures have in common? Pliny the Younger, Richard the Lionheart, Mac the Knife, and who's Attila the Hun?
Let's see. Well, those names were all translated into English from some other language. Coeur de Lion.
That's the esoteric
Pliny
answer.
Pliny the Younger.
The
well,
real
I've gotten
answer.
The prize, though. That's the real
no,
question.
I'm sorry. Oh, okay. You're disqualified anyway. The answer is that they have the same middle name.
The.
Yes.
So that's the kind of quality we deal with here.
Yeah, we said they were sometimes good. Maybe today's will be.
We have to flog that committee a little harder. Quality material out of them. Mm-hmm. Well, I think today, actually, it's a winner. It's a musical quiz question, and sometimes they are on rare occasions on this show. And this is a notable exception. We will have a musical quiz question. It's, in fact, going to involve our very pianist here, Christopher Taylor. Very simple question. We need to give you the info as to how to answer that question first, though.
I think you call the usual phone numbers, which are 800-442-7106.
You can call from Madison, 263-1236.
You'll be talking with Sarah.
You will. And about the email, go ahead and send one. You know, it won't get you a prize or anything, but if you'd like to send an email telling Vicki how much you've enjoyed any part of the last 18 years of this program with her, then this would be a great time to go to midday@wpr.org and do that very thing. Now to our quiz question. You are to identify the composer of the following piece of music played here by Mr. Taylor. No blurting, right. But that's it. Just identify the composer of the foregoing.
And we're not going to repeat that.
Well,
right now.
Maybe at a quarter to one or so. As you, I saw Stephanie's brow go up. It was a very noncommittal raising of the brow as to.
And good luck putting that at WPR.org. I'm not sure where that will fall, but we'll see if that's
we'll
possible.
We'll figure something out. We'll have our technical geniuses on that. So good luck with that quiz question. And the prize today is a CD from the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society. We'll tell you a little bit more about that later. I see some thumbs up for that. So there is something at stake here. And remember, you don't have to be first in to win either, as usual. You will be selected from the names of all correct respondents by Sarah back there in audience services. Now back to Paul Schoenfield and these souvenirs. We have two more, and what are they?
We had a lot of fun playing these last week in our festival. Tin Pan Alley is the third movement, and Square Dance. We think it's kind of an insane square dance, of course, a demented square dance. But those will be the two movements, Tin Pan Alley and Square Dance.
Thank you.
And then some
so that was a
toe tapping.
So that was a square dance.
I could say a demented square dance.
I could see the partners swinging there.
Swinging right on out of the window,
yeah.
It reminds me a little bit of those Mephisto waltzes where it starts out, it's kind of a waltz, and then the devil comes and strikes up a few notes on his fiddle and everybody goes crazy. You know, it's a little like that, except that one was sort of crazy from the get-go, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. Encore performances from the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society's last weekend and kind of anticipating this weekend's concerts, the final weekend of your festival. Stephanie Jutt and Christopher Taylor.
And we'll be hearing more from at least part of that ensemble during the balance of the hour, but of course anybody can speak up whenever you want. If we say something that you don't agree with, or even
chime
if you
in.
Do agree with it, so much the better, I guess. We can use all the support we can get.
Well, I want to say one thing. I want to say thanks, Vicki, for all the great years at the Chazen that we've had with you. You programmed so many wonderful concerts that I've gotten to be a part of over the years with the Wingra Quintet, with Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, just with Jeffrey, with so many musicians. We have had so much great pleasure playing in the Chazen, and thank you so much for putting that together for us for so many years. So,
you're welcome. I think that the thanks go to the musicians who provide all that great music. It's such a pleasure scheduling those concerts, and Laurie Skelton will be doing that from now on.
Yeah, well, it's given us a lot of wonderful hours of playing pleasure, and hopefully for the audiences too. You've developed an amazing audience there, and a lot of it's been you know, thanks to your great efforts. So thanks a lot.
It's win, win, win.
Well, this is kind of a, you know, special day for us, not just because it's your last broadcast day, but it's appropriate in a way because this is, of course, June 25th, and this is the day on which you and I are the same age.
That's right.
The one day of the year in which we're the same age, and so we've always made this a little bit of a celebration and just how much more special that your final day happened to follow on this one and that we have these great musicians and, of course, the company here to celebrate with us. And you out there,
I'm
too.
Speechless.
Yes, you know, and since the arrival of the internet, we've been getting these results and answers from the quiz questions from all over the place.
We have. You know,
yes.
It's really fun.
We have listeners in Los Angeles and Boston and out in Utah. And
Georgia yesterday.
Was it Georgia yesterday and Florida and even in Baghdad for a while there?
Yes.
So you just never know who's tuning in to celebrate your final day with you.
No, we don't. It's a little daunting.
We'll find out just a little bit. I will also, of course, have the results of that quiz question, too. Who knows what will happen between now and 1 o'clock. Do we have time for maybe another Chopin from Christopher Taylor?
I should think. So I have the following two etudes in the set. So these are numbers 7 and 8. In C-sharp minor and in D-flat major. The first one is sometimes referred to as the cello etude. It involves a prominent and beautiful melody for the left hand. And then the eighth one is known as the sixths because it's all in parallel sixths in both hands, which is a very awkward interval when you have to play a lot of them. So here they are.
Thank you.
Well, we'll see how much time we have, but we do have time for this. We've been hearing requests from Vicky during the day today. Now, I have one, and I know it's in your repertory, Christopher, and that would be Les Adieux, the farewell of Beethoven. Let's hear the first movement of that.
All right, I'll play quickly. And
fast farewell.
Well, I can't do the introduction quickly, but the main part of the movement, this is the first movement of the Beethoven Sonata, Opus 81A, known as Les Adieux, the Farewell.
And with that, a farewell to you, Vicky, but not quite yet. Of course, we have the results of the quiz question. First, we should play just a little bit, at least, of that music again that was our quiz question music and identify the composer.
All right, here we are again.
There you go. Well, let's,
easy for you to say.
Ask the guy who played it to identify the composer.
Well, I suppose, it's a surprise, of course, if you don't know the music, but if you know what I've been playing recently, perhaps it is, and it's from the Beethoven Final Piano Sonata, Opus 111.
It's what I call the boogie-woogie Beethoven. Well, thanks for providing our answer. Yes, and who is our winner? We'll have that come in. Sarah's bringing that in from Audience Services. With a little bonus today, here's your official bouquet for Vicky.
Oh,
you know,
how
it's
lovely. Thank you. Oh,
the same sort of thing that a great performer would get. You've performed so well, not just for 18 years, but of course for a lot longer than that here at Wisconsin Public Radio. So enjoy that. Our winner is Ashley in Stevens Point. So call back and claim your prize, which is a Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society CD. It's the one called 15 that has the Four Seasons of Vivaldi and Piazzolla in it, and some other things too. And you'll find it stunning, I think, certainly the performance was. So thank you to our performers, Stephanie Judd and Christopher Taylor.
You're welcome.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Today. And we'd also like to thank Lori Skelton for working on her birthday. This actually is her birthday, and she's been there in the FM studio carrying this through so that you could hear it.
Happy birthday, Lori.
Thanks to our engineer, Brad Kohlberg, and also to Ramona Gasper for many of the behind-the-scenes workings that made this all a great success today.
I think Tim Allen connected us, too.
Yes, Tim Allen with some very last-minute maneuverings there in our operations center who made it all happen. So,
and thanks to you, Norman.
I have to say thank you. It's been a great pleasure.
I have to say I'm trying very hard not to cry, but like that Beethoven that you played, it starts off wistful, a little bit sad, and then takes off, things to do, places to go. That's what I feel. Thank you very much.
Well, see, you've only got 19 seconds left to go without crying, and you'll have carried it off. So. I call that a great...
Make me laugh.
A great cap for a very long, and if I may say, despite my company, distinguished career. Thanks for being with us on Wisconsin Public Radio.